Thank you, Linda. Can everybody hear me? Good afternoon. Thanks for being here. As Linda said, I'm going to share with you some findings from a survey that we conducted at UMass Medical School of individuals who are dual eligible who are enrolled in our new integrated care demonstration for duly eligible Medicare and Medicaid members. So before I start, I want to acknowledge my other co-authors from UMass Medical School, Wendy Trafton and Jack Gettens, and also our partners at the Office of Medicaid or MassHealth, Michelle Goody and Dorothea Alsenzer. All righty. Page down, okay. There we go. I have no relationships to disclose. So, Massachusetts was the first state to implement an integrated care option under CMS's capitated financial alignment model for Medicare and Medicaid enrollees, which was, as Linda mentioned, which was authorized under the Affordable Care Act. So our demonstration is called OneCare, and OneCare provides integrated medical, specialty care, behavioral health care, dental care, along with community-based long-term services and supports to working-age individuals in Massachusetts between the ages of 21 and 64. The model provides primary care and is supposed to provide care coordination for all members enrolled in the demonstration, and then long-term services and support coordination for members who want this service. I'll just mention that the long-term, the LTSS or LTS coordination service is actually provided by an outside community-based organization that is contracted by the health plan that is offering OneCare, so it's a little bit independent from the main healthcare plan that's providing OneCare. So, as I said, the OneCare is available to dually eligible members who are 21 to 64 at the time of enrollment. OneCare, at the time that the survey that we implemented, at the time that we implemented this survey, OneCare was offered by three plans in nine of Massachusetts counties. Currently, there are two plans. So it's not offered statewide, and it's offered, as I said, in 9 of 14 counties, not available in the far western county, the Berkshire County, and not available in the sort of southeast and Cape and Islands counties, but I think that pretty much otherwise, at least one care plan is in the 9 other counties in the state. So OneCare members can voluntarily enroll in OneCare as long as it's in the plan, if the plan is available in the county of their residence. Members who live in a county with more than one plan available may have been auto-enrolled or passively enrolled into OneCare, and then members can opt out or disenroll in OneCare or can change plans at any time. There were approximately 95,000 eligible members in Massachusetts, and as of January 1, 2015, there were almost 18,000 people enrolled in the demonstration. I will say, and this will be something that I'll touch on in a minute, so there are three OneCare plans, but they are not equivalent in size. One of the plans had about 55% of members enrolled. It was larger and available in all nine counties. The second plan had about 37% of members enrolled in it, and then the third plan was much smaller and had about 8% of members enrolled in it. So the OneCare Member Experience Survey was developed and administered under what was called the OneCare Early Indicators Project. So the OneCare Early Indicators Project, or the EIP, was a collaborative effort of our partners at MassHealth, New Mass Medical School, where I am, and then members of the OneCare Implementation Council. The Implementation Council is an independent advisory body that was put together really at the very early stages of even the development of the demonstration. It's comprised of individuals from the disability community, healthcare providers, and other advocates. The EIP used mixed methods to gather information on what was happening for people during those very early days of OneCare implementation. So we used focus groups, we used enrollment data, we did a brief survey just asking people about their experiences with the whole enrollment process. But the Early Indicators Project was really designed to be gather data before data on before things like claims or quality data were available. So it was really happened during the first year of the implementation of the demonstration. So the One Care Member Experience Survey was administered by my colleague Biddy Belchata and her team at our Office of Survey Research. It was fielded between June 2014 and January 2015. We randomly selected 6,000 members in three cohorts of 2,000 each, and that was done because the passive enrollment or auto-assignment enrollment phases were staged. It didn't all happen at the same time. So we sampled people according to these enrollment waves that happened in three different times over this time period. The sample included members from all plans, both voluntarily and passively enrolled members. We wanted members to have a minimum of 120 days in the plan prior to the survey because we wanted to ask them about their experiences during the early days. So we wanted them to have some time in the plan before we asked them anything about how it was going. In that first 120, in the first 90 days of enrollment, plans were supposed to conduct a comprehensive assessment of people's needs in all of the domains and all of the areas that One Care was supposed to address. So this survey really focused on that sort of early assessment process and whether people were getting their needs assessed, and then a little bit about, you know, once people were actually in the plan and getting services, whether their service needs were met. The survey was available, administered via mail, telephone, and online. It was available both in English and Spanish, and we had 1,933 respondents for a 32% response rate. These are the major domains that were covered by the survey. We had a series of questions that asked people just about their experience joining One Care. How easy was the enrollment process, both for people who voluntarily enrolled, and also for people who were passively enrolled? Did they understand what was happening during the enrollment? We asked people about the transition experience, really trying to understand whether there was any disruptions in their care during the transition from, you know, Medicare and Medicaid being separate, fee-for-service, into One Care. We asked people about the assessment and care planning process, their care team, which would have included their primary care provider, a care coordinator, and an LTS coordinator, whether their needs were assessed in certain areas, their satisfaction with the plan, with their care plan, and then their the extent to which their medical and LTSS needs were met, and then their overall perceptions of One Care. Linda, do you mind just pass me the water? So this gives you a little bit of a profile of the members who responded to the survey. Three-quarters of them were 45 years of age or older. A couple more, you know, 52% female, 65% white, 21% identified their ethnicity as Hispanic or Latino, 7% said that they had an experience of homelessness in the year prior to the survey, 79% identified their primary language as English. Three-quarters had a high school education or more, 16% were currently or recently employed, 40% were voluntarily enrolled, and 60% were passively enrolled or auto-assigned. This gives you a little bit of a breakdown of the disability and health conditions that members reported in the survey. You can see that the most common disabling condition was medical or psychiatric condition, followed by physical and mobility disabilities, long-term illness, et cetera, et cetera. Of note, people could identify more than one disabling condition, and 84% of members reported more than one condition on the survey. So, give you the big story to start. Overall, satisfaction with One Care is high. People reported themselves to be pretty satisfied with both the plan and the services that they were getting under One Care. So, in terms of the plan, 80% said they were either extremely or somewhat satisfied with their plan, and 82% said that they were either extremely or somewhat satisfied with the services they were receiving under One Care. In terms of members of their care team, satisfaction was also high. with the primary care provider and the care coordinator. People were generally extremely satisfied. You can see 64% said they were extremely satisfied, 21% said they were somewhat satisfied with their primary care provider, and similarly with their care coordinator, 65% were extremely satisfied and 26% were somewhat satisfied. The majority of members had met with both of these members of their care team in that 120 days of that early period that were, from the time that they were enrollment till the time that they were surveyed. Most people had met with these two members of their care team. The picture was a little bit different when we asked about LTS coordinators. So many members were unsure if they need or had been offered LTS services, and the services of an LTS coordinator. So you can see that 39% of members said that they wanted or needed an LTS coordinator, 37% said no, but we had 20% of members who said that they weren't sure whether they needed or wanted this service. Similarly, 42% said that they had been offered the service, 23% said that they had not been offered the service, but we had a fairly large number of members, 30%, who weren't sure if they had been offered the service. And what we did see is that among members who had been offered the service, only about half, less than half, 44% of members who were offered the service had actually met with the LTS coordinator in that time period. People who had met with the LTS coordinator were extremely satisfied. 93% of members who met with the LTS coordinator were either extremely or somewhat satisfied with the service. So when members met with the LTS coordinator, they were very satisfied with the service for the most part, but there appeared to be, some confusion about this service, and I'll get into that a little bit more. We also asked people about some specific services. So where, during the assessment process, we asked members whether they were, whether their needs were assessed in these specific services, and we've clumped them into medical services and long-term services and supports. And so for medical services, prescription meds, mental health services, transportation, you can see, the big takeaway from this slide is that members were more often assessed for their medical service needs than for their LTSS needs. So you can see that the rates, the percentage of no's for LTSS is quite a bit is higher than for medical services. So on whole, people were more often assessed for their medical needs than their LTSS needs, even though the model kind of dictated that people were supposed to be assessed in all of these domains. Similarly, fewer members said that they needed LTSS compared to medical services, but the unmet need for LTSS was greater. So in addition to asking people whether their needs were assessed in these areas, we asked people whether they actually needed this service. So similar grouping, medical services, prescription meds, dental care, specialty care, mental health services. So we asked people whether they needed, use, or had a need for that service. And then if they said that they needed or had used or had a need for this service, we asked how well their needs were being met under one care. And for the most part, the rates of not at all, you can see in that last column, they're relatively low for the medical care. They range from 3% for prescription meds to 22% for oral and dental, and I'll touch on that again in a minute. But the rates of not at all, of unmet need, and when someone said that their needs were not met at all, we considered that an unmet need. So the rates for unmet need for the LTSS services were considerably higher. And this is just kind of a summary of that. So 94% of members identified a need for at least one medical service, and 16% identified an unmet need for at least one medical service. Conversely, 59% of members identified a need for at least one LTSS, but 34% identified an unmet need for an LTSS services. So more members needed medical services compared to LTSS. The unmet need for at least one LTSS service was greater. The unmet need for at least one service was greater for LTSS than it was for medical services. Notably, members who met with an LTS coordinator were significantly less likely to report unmet LTSS need compared to those who didn't meet with an LTS coordinator. Overall, and we looked at a whole lot of different member characteristics and a whole lot of different outcomes. I'm just sort of honing in here on this question of unmet need, but we looked at whether both member enrollment characteristics, disability, and demographic characteristics were associated with satisfaction, whether or not that they met with their PCP, their satisfaction with their PCP. We looked at a whole lot of different questions using logistic regressions. But in terms of unmet need, we did see some differences in unmet need by member characteristics. Overall, differences were, there were actually very few differences. But rate of unmet medical need was significantly higher for those reporting psychiatric disability, substance abuse, and for those who are younger compared to those who did not report psychiatric disability or substance abuse or older members. Unmet dental need was significantly higher for people who reported homelessness in the past year. And then rates of unmet LTS need were significantly higher for members who reported a learning disability and for those who identified their race as either Black or other non-white compared to white. So, overall, members were pretty satisfied with OneCare. 83% of members reported that they intended to stay in OneCare. They expressed a lot of satisfaction with their care team and with the assessment and care planning process overall. Interestingly, there were really no differences in satisfaction, in the intention to stay, or in satisfaction between people who voluntarily enrolled in OneCare and those who were auto-assigned. But we did see that members' need for medical services appeared to be more consistently assessed and addressed compared to LTSS needs. Many people were unsure whether they wanted or needed LTSS and in LTSS services and whether they wanted or needed an LTS coordinator. And one of the things that we found in the focus groups when we asked about this, and Linda can confirm this because she helped run these focus groups, is that some people didn't want all these coordinators in their lives. You know, a PCP and a care coordinator was kind of enough, and then having another person in their mess, in their stuff, was just like a little too much. But overall, there were fewer members reported receiving LTS coordination services than were anticipated. So we think there may be a lack of understanding among members about LTSS and the benefits of having these coordination services, but there also is probably a lack of availability. Remember, these are outside community-based organizations that are providing this service, and there's probably a lack of LTS coordination service available. So we worked with MassHealth for some kind of action steps for both MassHealth and the plans, you know, to provide ongoing education to members about LTSS and the role of the LTS coordinator. Working with the plans to enhance the capacity of community-based organizations to ensure the availability of LTS coordinators and to, you know, through managing the plans to continually sort of expect that LTS needs are assessed and addressed. This work was funded by from a grant from CMS to MassHealth and then through a subcontract to us. Just want to note the members of the OneCare Early Indicators Project Work Group, Dennis Heafy, Jeff Kilson, Olivia Richard, Dorothea Olsenzer, Michelle Goody, Sheila Martin, and myself and Wendy Trafton. And you can get the full report. This doesn't show up very well, I think, this link, but if you want the full report, which is really long, it's available from, if you Google OneCare, Massachusetts OneCare, it'll take you to the website that has the full report. That's it. Thank you.